is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
And all this time I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski. Welcome back to the Ross Report Podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's Friday, October 19th, right here at Gillette Stadium, and I'm with your favorite Patriots Football Weekly writers, Walt Brillo, Tom Casale, and Andy Hart. Tell me, guys, what's been going on at the roster this week?
Well, Lori, not a whole heck of a lot. The biggest news of the week is the beginning to practice for Eddie Jackson and Chad Jackson. So, therefore, on Wednesday, beginning their 21-day window, that is part of the process when a player begins to come off the physically unable to perform list. Chad Jackson, Eddie Jackson, they've begun that, as I said, sort of the opposite of what we projected last week on the roster.
Just the
report.
Way we predicted it.
Richard Seymour and Troy Brown have not started to practice, therefore nothing has changed with them. They remain on PUP, and there's no window that has started. But, Paul, talk about the Jackson brothers and which guys you think have a chance to play and how that could play out for them.
Well, you know, Andy, they're not actually brothers. They just have the same last name. You do understand that, right?
I do. Thanks.
Okay. You know, look, we said Andy mentioned at the top. We thought that we'd be talking about Richard Seymour and Troy Brown here, and we're not. They're still evidently a little while away before they start practicing. So I'm not exactly sure what they have in mind for either one of these guys. I think Eddie Jackson could be a guy that could step in and perform a lot of special teams roles. They've lost a guy
big
or two.
Big upper body, big shoulders,
yeah, no,
big arms.
He's big
not
guy.
Not your typical cornerback build.
Doesn't have a lot of starting experience as a corner, though.
That's
he only has two games. He's predominantly a special teams player. I think he might add some depth to the secondary, but I think you're looking at him in special teams. Mel Mitchell's been banged up a little bit, although we've seen him in the locker room throughout the week, so looks like he's getting better. I don't know if he's going to replace a guy like that. I'm not sure if Sammy Morris's injury is long-term. You know, maybe that he would have to go on IR. We've seen reports that have him out for a month. If he goes on IR, maybe there's room for a guy like Eddie Jackson.
I have a question.
Okay.
Back to the whole Troy Brown.
All of a sudden, we have an interactive podcast.
I know, podcast. But I just have a question because I'm holding spots for them on my fantasy football. What's your prediction for them?
For who?
For Troy Brown and Richard Seymour.
You have a spot for
Richard Seymour. All right, just answer the question. Play along with her.
No. Troy Brown, I've thought all along, but again, we thought that this would be the week that he'd be starting practice. I thought there was a spot on this team for Troy Brown. I still think there is.
And I didn't see him this week. Last couple weeks, I saw him in the locker room.
Yeah.
He had a weighted vest on. This week, when I thought he'd be practicing, he's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of what they need, I don't necessarily think they quote-unquote need any of these players, probably with the exception of Seymour. I think he would step in and dramatically upgrade the level of talent you have up front. But, you know, if it's Jabbar Gaffney or, you know, Troy Brown, I don't think that's a huge difference. Or, you know, Welker in the slot is played very well, so I don't think you necessarily need Troy Brown to go in and step in that role. Kelly Washington has played a lot of special teams, not really a lot on the offense. So I don't necessarily think that they're clamoring to get Brown back in the lineup,
honest.
But I think that he
the only spot
fill a role.
Where they would have, if they had a PUP running back, this would be an interesting time right now because you'd be wondering, due to the injuries of Morris and Maroney, is this guy going to get activated? Can he help them? But receiver, they're loaded. They have no real injuries. The depth is there. The secondary, no real injuries. The depth is there. Merriweather barely gets on the field. They go deep there. Defensive line, Richard Seymour is great, but it's not like they've really missed him.
No.
You know, they haven't struggled.
Absolutely.
They've had Mike Wright now healthy again, Jarvis Green, they have depth there. So none of these are emergency situations where you're like, oh, yeah, we got to get this guy on the field. He can help us because the one weak spot, running back, none of these guys fill that role.
Lori, to answer your question, I guess I would say stick with Randy Moss on your fantasy team and
remind
as much
me,
as I like and respect
but remind
Brown,
me
no
to send you an email next year to play in my fantasy league.
No.
I take advantage of Lori.
Yeah, I think so. Tom, what do you think about the big Rutgers win last night?
Good.
You'd be the only one that watched that game.
Yeah,
right?
It was a good win for Rutgers. Fred Kirsch is not happy today.
Right.
I would just say that we said all along that if Seymour is going to be out 6 weeks, they knew he was going to be out 6 weeks. Right. So,
I mean, there's reports that now that it's at least 10 weeks with Richard Seymour, that going through the 10th week of the season.
My guess, if I was just to throw out a guess, would probably be after the bye with Buffalo. I know people would probably want to see him back against Indianapolis, but if that's his first game, do you really want to put him on the field with that kind of offense? You get the bye week, you go, you know, the Bills, that's kind of like a scrimmage.
Right.
So you throw him out there then. That's what I could see him coming
And then
back.
Maybe you have a, I know, you know, we always try to look at the positive spin here. Maybe you have a fresher Richard Seymour for the postseason, and you're just getting deeper. You're getting stronger. The defense is playing well, and you're adding a potential all-pro type force on the defensive line. So certainly no negatives in the way the PUP list is playing out for this team, and you can take your time and possibly add contributors, or they all go on IR. Worst case scenario is all the guys you didn't win six games with, you won't win the rest of the games with. So there's not much up in the air. So
in terms of the roster report, I think you're absolutely right. You're just talking about added depth all across the board.
Well, that's going to wrap up another roster report, and I guess we'll toss it back to Lori, who's actually, for this one-time episode, sitting right across from us.
Thanks a lot, guys. That about does it for this Ross Report podcast. Tune in next Friday for a brand new one. Until next time, thanks for listening, and go Pats.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.